Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Dr. Ross was a big success on the program last week.
He sure was. And we gave his brand new book away. And I've never known a competition like it, The Five Stages of Health. So we've invited Dr. Ross back on the show. Hi, Dr. Ross.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Ben.
How are you going?
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Now, you've got some really interesting thoughts in this book, but also, I guess, a lot of the work that you have experienced across your life as a doctor has really helped and, I guess, informed a lot of your thinking in and around this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been doing this job for 30 years, and so I'm trying to put my 30 years of medical practice into the book. And I think it's really important that we don't just focus on the medical side of things. I think it's also important, of course, to focus on the emotional and spiritual side of our body. So I think it's getting balance in your physical side, in your mental side, how you think, in your emotional side, how you feel, in your spiritual side, having a purpose in life. And I think that's really, really important. But in the chapter Health by Decades, what I talk about is that it's a bit overwhelming to do five or six things at once. So it's better to focus on something that really suits that decade of your life. And so, for example, in the 20s, many people are focused on how their body looks rather than how their body feels or what are the good health things to do. So I say that the decade of the 20s is the decade of exercise. So it's when you develop an exercise habit that should stay with you for the rest of your life.
What if you don't have that, though? What if you come from a background or a family or, you know, you perhaps didn't go to a school that the focus was on exercise or sport? How do you develop that?
Well, I think one of the big points I make in the book and in my work generally is the second best drug on the planet is 3 to 5 hours every week of exercise. And so I think we all should be exercising if we're able-bodied. I think it's important to get out there and have some sort of exercise habit. So I just think it's a matter of discipline. So even if you don't like exercise, what I say there is to do the most boring form of exercise whilst you're doing something else. So up to 4 or 5 years ago, I was playing soccer and squash, and I've completely destroyed my right knee, so I can't do high-level exercise anymore. So what I do is sit on an exercise bike in front of the television and just watch DVDs. I've got this addiction to the American TV series The West Wing. Go for a walk with your partner. I mean, that's a wonderful thing to do, and you can do a thing called talking when you're walking.
That's unusual in today's world.
Yeah, you can build a relationship.
Communication.
It's not a bad thing. So get into some sort of exercise habit, and 3 to 5 hours a week of testing exercise is what you need. You need to feel a bit tested by it, so a bit short of breath, a bit sweaty, and you know you're getting good cardiovascular fitness, and it helps you burn fat. So that's the decade of the 20s. Decade of the 30s is the decade of bad habits. So that's the decade where you look at what your bad habits are. Are you smoking? Are you drinking too much grog?
Yeah.
Are you, hopefully no one's doing this, but are you using illegal drugs and say, look, we can't keep doing this because it's really going to knock our bodies around? Because I can assure anybody listening that if you get into your 40s and 50s and start thinking about these things, it's probably too late. So when you get to your 30s, you're no longer immortal, because most people in their 20s think they're bulletproof. And start thinking about that smoking habit or that excessive drinking habit and get rid of that. That's the decade of the bad habits. So when you get into the to 40, and again, this is a big theme through the book, is that our bodies are only designed to work well for about 30, 40 years, then have our head ripped off by that saber-toothed tiger or die some infection. So you get into your 40s, and in your 40s, that's the decade of metabolism. That's where the metabolism starts to slow. So if you don't really cut back on your food, you find that the weight starts to accumulate around the belly. So then the decade of the 60s and beyond is what I call the decade of the mind. Because there's that wonderful saying, use it or lose it. And unfortunately, we're seeing people now who get into their 60s and 70s and start to think, oh, I can slow down now. But as they slow down, they're not using the brain as much, and so things wear out. And read good books, do the crosswords, the Sudokus, have interesting, intelligent conversations, be open to change. Don't be pessimistic. Ronald Reagan once said, tonight's a very special night for me, but at my age, every night's a very special night. I think that's the attitude you've got to have. Life is precious. Learn to live in the moment and enjoy every moment. One of the greatest philosophers ever, a fellow by the name of Hugh Hefner, said that life's a journey and the destination's death, so you better enjoy that journey.
Great advice. And listeners, I can't recommend Dr. Ross's new book enough. Five Stages of Health. Dr. Ross, thanks for being on the show.
Great to talk to you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.